School districts across the country are facing a lot of unknowns. One major question, whether teachers with health concerns have to return to school in person. New Hampshire Public Radio's Sarah Gibson caught up with three teachers in the Granite State who are figuring out how their districts will accommodate them and whether that will be enough.
Beth Frank has two families, her husband and relatives, and then what she calls her work family, the teachers and students at John Stark Regional High School in Ware, New Hampshire, where she runs the academic support program. She's the kind of teacher who keeps snacks for students in her desk, always knows what homework they owe and what they're struggling with at home.
Oh, many of the students call me Mama Frank. You know, I become their school mom. They call me school mom. Some just call me mom. Some call me Mama Frank.
Normally, Frank would be excited to see her work family again. But when she learned schools were planning to reopen,
I started panicking the minute I started thinking of having to return into the building.
Panic because Frank is high risk for COVID-19. Both she and her husband have underlying conditions that could lead to serious complications if they get the virus.
We don't intermingle out in public. We don't go into places. I can count maybe on one hand how many times I have actually gone out because of my risk.
Frank is in a conundrum that many teachers are facing. She loves her job, but returning feels too risky, even if the school institutes good safety measures. Frank's conditions are serious enough that she's working with her union and school district to get an accommodation under disability law. Her hope is to be matched virtually with students in the district who opt to learn remotely this year. For Frank, the options are clear. Either she gets permission to work remotely or she resigns. But for many other teachers, the decision is less black and white. Take the household of Kelly Bresnahan, a special ed teacher in New Hampshire's largest city, Manchester. She has two school-aged kids and is raising her oldest child's kids as well.
No, me. Now you can sit here.
And there's a lot to juggle. Bresnahan herself has asthma, making her high risk for COVID-19. And her grandkids both have cystic fibrosis, CF, which makes their health fragile to begin with. They both take dozens of pills a day, and one uses a feeding tube.
The CF already causes them to have to fight every day. And then if they get COVID, to have to fight those side effects on top of the CF, it's just, ugh.
Going back to school introduces so many unknowns into this family's life. With her grandson sitting on her lap, Bresnahan wonders, is it possible to contract the virus from her first grade students? Do the educational benefits of in-person school for her kids and grandkids outweigh the risks?
Maybe I'm stressing out too much and it's not going to be that bad. Maybe it's perfectly normal for me to stress out and it's going to be bad. I don't know.
That's why Bresnahan is debating whether to keep her whole family home next year. She and her husband would oversee remote learning. And if her district allows it, she would work remotely too.
I want to work. I love working. So it makes me sad to have to take a leave of absence. I don't want this disease to win, you know, and take over my life and trap me.
And then there are the financial concerns. Trevor Duvall teaches high school in Hollis, New Hampshire. His wife has cancer and kidney disease, and he's terrified of bringing the virus home to her.
There's a level of guilt there that I don't think I would ever be able to forgive myself for.
Duvall's options aren't great. Protections under disability law and coronavirus legislation don't do much for a teacher who's healthy but whose spouse is sick. He could take family medical leave, but...
We are a single-income family, so that really isn't a great option. I can request a leave of absence for a year, or I can resign, which means I have no income and no health insurance.
No insurance for his wife, who's undergoing cancer treatment. So there's a good chance Duvall will go back to school. If he does, he and his wife will assess the district's safety guidelines and decide whether, for her health, he should stay in their finished basement and limit close contact with her for the year. For Here and Now, I'm Sarah Gibson.